Would you turn to the concluding remarks of Paul's letter to Philippi? Philippi chapter 4 from verse 21. Paul has written a letter to the Church of God at Philippi, and this is his closing section. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus, the brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. So, there's a greeting. Who's being greeted? Every saint. I call that a very beautiful Roman Catholic Church this week. And as one might expect, very gorgeous, very beautifully made, lots of statues of saints everywhere. It's not talking about them. It's not saying greet a statue. You'll not get a greeting back if you try. In fact, every Christian is a saint, even when Paul is writing to Corinth, and there's a great deal of tomfoolery going on there. He writes to the Church of God, the saints at Corinth. And a saint is one who is set apart, one who is holy. That doesn't mean that they're perfect. If that were the case, none of us would make the grade, not in this life. But we are saints now. Not just in the world to come. Right now, we are set aside for holy usage. We are set aside to bring glory to God, not to self, not to the world, not to the devil, but to Him. So the request is to greet every saint in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you're not a saint. If you're not in Christ, you are nowhere. He then talks about the brethren who are with me greet you. Greeting number two from the brethren. A Christian is a saint, but is also a sibling. We are brethren, brother, sister. We're all part of the family of God. It's not just the general family of God, of which in one respect all human beings are, but rather the specific family of God. Those who have been born again, those who have been adopted into God's family, those of us who are co-heirs with Christ, we are brethren. It's sometimes said you can pick your friends, you can't pick your family. Well, be that as it may, we are brethren. And it's good to know that when we come to church, we're actually meeting with family. We may not have the same DNA. Some of us on a Sunday in particular have different skin colour. We might come from a different part of the country, if not the world. But in Christ, we are the family of God. We are the brethren. Therefore, the brethren who are with me greet you. He then says, all the saints greet you. Okay? So this greeting is a two-way thing. But especially those who are of Caesar's household. Well, how intriguing is that? Is Paul moving in, you know, very kind of upper class circles here? Those who belong to the emperor send their greeting. I suspect the people Paul is referring to were probably imperial slaves or freedmen. Relatively humble administrators, people who, you know, perhaps wash the dishes and clear out the slops. They may be highly exalted Roman nobles. I suspect these are people who belong to the emperor's retinue. A great many people were employed in that regard. And in one respect, they have it pretty hard, because we know that at this stage, the Roman emperors are beginning to claim worship from people. And these people, in particular, are right at the heart of that. And maybe the pressure is mounting upon them. I don't know. But we're told of these people They are especially keen to greet their brethren at Philippi. I don't know why they're especially keen. Is it because Paul happens to be with them when he's writing it? I don't know. They're certainly not looking down on people who are not part of Caesar's household. And Caesar's household, in one respect, would have been a bit like a family as well, but not the family of the church. Not a family where love reigns, where we all love the Lord Jesus. Then his final exhortation is the grace, the kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. He then says amen. Of course, in one respect, that's a very kind of standard way to close a letter. Maybe this is a male-female thing, I don't know. I do not read the printed text of a birthday card. If it's handwritten, I read it. If it's printed, I ignore it. I've never read one yet. And yet I remember sending a card to somebody who thanked me for the printed poem inside. Said how appropriate it was and I must have spent a good while choosing it. I, of course, accepted their thanks. It could be, of course, that Paul is simply writing, as many of us do, yours sincerely at the end of the letter. But, of course, there is an actual meaning there. What you're saying is, I mean what I say. And I think Paul here means that last verse very much. He's asking the grace of Jesus Christ to be with all of the Philippians. So they are saints, they're set apart. They are brethren, they're part of a family. Some of them have connections in high places, perhaps others not. But the final exhortation is, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And of course, you might say to that, well, it already is. But for the grace of God, we would not be one of the brethren. We would not be a saint. We would not be in Christ. We've already had the grace of God. Aye, says Paul. But there's plenty more where that comes from. And it's not only the grace that calls you and brings you in. It's not just the grace that keeps you in. It won't just be the grace that gets you to the other side. But you can, you know, press down and running over the grace of God in your own life. Remember that these verses here just appear to be, well, you know, greet each other. Have fellowship with each other. And that is actually an expression of the grace of God. We all know, and we've heard it said many times, going to church does not make you a Christian. No, it doesn't. But staying at home does not provide many opportunities to show and express and demonstrate the grace of God, which Paul is saying, may it be with you all. Saints, family, and dare I say, recipients of grace, but also those who bestow grace on other people.